light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter, by Adam Boyce explores one of the most fascinating ideas in modern psychology and mind-body science, that your thoughts, beliefs, and expectations can physically influence your body and your life. Drawing from research on placebo effects, neuroplasticity, and psychoneuroimmunology, the book shows how the brain is not merely a passive observer of reality, but an active creator of experience. Boyce explains in accessible language how belief can modulate pain, boost healing responses, and even change how genes express themselves. Rather than treating the placebo as a scientific nuisance, he reframes it as a powerful, trainable inner resource. Through case examples, scientific findings, and practical mental strategies, readers are invited to see themselves not as victims of circumstances, but as participants in their own healing and transformation. The book serves as both a primer on the science of belief and a guidebook for learning how to make your mind truly matter in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science behind the placebo effect. This topic explains what the placebo effect actually is and why it matters far beyond sugar pills in clinical trials. Adam Boyce describes how placebos reveal the deep connection between mind and body. When a person genuinely expects improvement, the brain often responds as if real treatment has been given. The book reviews medical studies where inert pills, fake surgeries, or sham procedures produced measurable changes, such as pain relief, reduced inflammation, and altered brain activity. Boyce shows that the placebo effect is not about pretending or faking. It involves real biochemical shifts, such as the release of endorphins and changes in neurotransmitters. He also clarifies the difference between placebo, nocebo, and natural recovery, helping readers understand how expectations and context can either enhance or undermine healing. By grounding the discussion in research, the book gives credibility to the idea that belief itself is a usable and reproducible therapeutic force. Secondly, belief, expectation, and the brain. Here, Boyce explores how beliefs and expectations get wired into the brain and nervous system. He explains that our thoughts are not just fleeting mental events. They are electrical and chemical patterns that can strengthen certain neural pathways while weakening others. Over time, repeated expectations form mental scripts that the brain tends to follow automatically. The book discusses brain regions involved in prediction, reward, and pain modulation, such as the prefrontal cortex and limbic system, and shows how these areas respond when we anticipate benefit or harm. By highlighting findings from neuroimaging and placebo research, Boyce illustrates how believing in a treatment can activate the same brain circuits triggered by actual drugs. Importantly, he also examines the darker side, the nocebo effect, where negative expectations create or intensify symptoms. This section teaches readers that becoming conscious of their habitual beliefs is essential because the brain continually uses those beliefs as templates for shaping bodily responses and emotional experience. Thirdly, rewriting mental programs and inner narratives. This topic focuses on how to change the internal stories that unconsciously govern health, behavior, and identity. Boyce argues that many of us live by inherited narratives about what is possible for our bodies and lives. Stories from family, culture, and past experiences. These narratives quietly dictate how much health, success, or happiness we feel entitled to. The book outlines practical methods to identify limiting scripts, such as journaling, mindful self-observation, and noticing emotional triggers. Once brought to light, these old programs can be challenged and replaced with more empowering beliefs. Boyce introduces techniques like mental rehearsal, visualization, and affirming new identities in a deeply felt way, not as shallow positive thinking, but as consistent, embodied practice. He emphasizes repetition, emotional intensity, and specificity to help the brain encode new patterns. This section makes clear that changing your inner narrative is not instant. It is a deliberate neuroplastic process that gradually shifts how you think, feel, and respond to life. Fourthly, practical mind-body techniques for self-healing. In this section, Adam Boyce translates theory into day-to-day practices that help readers harness the placebo response consciously. He introduces structured routines involving relaxation, focused attention, and guided imagery designed to calm the nervous system and open the door to deeper suggestion. Techniques may include breathwork to reduce stress physiology, body scanning to cultivate awareness, and visualization practices where you vividly experience your body as already healing or functioning optimally. Boyce stresses the importance of combining clear intention with elevated emotional states, such as gratitude, hope, and enthusiasm, because these emotions seem to amplify the brain's receptivity to new suggestions. He also addresses consistency. Regular practice conditions the nervous system so that beneficial responses become more automatic over time. The aim is not to abandon conventional medicine, but to become an active collaborator in your own healing, using mental tools to complement medical care and to influence how your body interprets and responds to treatment. Lastly, becoming the placebo in everyday life. The final key theme is the idea of becoming the placebo, meaning that you yourself become the source of healing expectations, meaning, and positive change. Boyce extends the discussion beyond health symptoms to include relationships, work, creativity, and overall well-being. He suggests that the same principles that enhance healing, belief, intention, emotional alignment, and mental rehearsal, can be applied to almost any life area. Readers are encouraged to see each day as an experiment. How does changing what you expect from yourself and others alter your actual experiences and outcomes? Over time, practicing these methods can shift identity from someone who passively receives life to someone who actively shapes it. Boyce also acknowledges limits and ethics, reminding readers not to use these ideas to blame themselves for illness, but to recognize the genuine influence they do have. In this way, becoming the placebo is ultimately about reclaiming agency, hope, and conscious participation in the unfolding of your life story. In conclusion, you are the placebo. Making your mind matter is especially suited for readers who are curious about the mind-body connection, those living with chronic conditions, high stress, or persistent emotional patterns, and anyone who senses they are capable of more than their current circumstances suggest. If you are intrigued by science but also want practical tools, this book balances research with clear, usable techniques. It can benefit your life by teaching you how beliefs shape biology, helping you transform unhelpful expectations into supportive ones, and providing daily practices to reinforce new mental patterns. Unlike many self-help titles that rely on vague positive thinking, Boyce grounds his message in placebo research, neuroscience, and case-based insight, making the guidance more credible and actionable. You should consider buying this book instead of more generic motivational works because it gives you a framework to understand why mental practices work, how to apply them systematically, and how to integrate them with conventional approaches to create a more empowered, participatory role in your health and personal growth. If you would like to support Adam Boyce, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.